We're back. Classic Bowl 34. First inaugural softball game. We just had our first inaugural softball scholarship winner, Jolie Walker, our first ever Players of the Year. Caitlin Trumley, our East Player of the Year, is going to take the mound now for the red team. And Brooklyn Bayless, your white player of the year. Scott Friesen, your coach Kaylee of the year. Counts. An interesting thing is Coach Dolphin over there is going to be taking over for Coach Friesen at Arnett. So they're getting a chance to kind of work together. And, I mean, I'm sure they know each other before this, so, I mean, to some respect. But that's kind of an interesting little passing of the torch moment.
It really is neat for them. Good for them.
And that's going to be a strike on the bunt attempt. Your batter is Kaylee Counts, who struck out her first time up. Worked the count and then struck out. And an 0-1 count here, 3-1 the score. White team in front. That's going to be low and away for ball one. Trumley throws that into the dirt. And is it? I think it's hard to pitch after you've just been tabbed the Player of the Year.
That's
you got to go out there and prove
it. Expectations.
1-1 the count. Counts the crescent. Tiger, that's going to be high right back at us. Would have hit Tyler Riggs in the head if this Manette hadn't been here. Tyler Riggs, our statistician for the day. Matt Adair doing the PA announcing. C.J. Montgomery, CF Industries. Ryan Flanagan presenting the checks. That's going to be a strike. 2-2 the count. Brian Flanagan goes to my gym, and it looks like he's using it more than me.
No comment. He could plead the fifth.
He's some large forearms out there giving some checks away. That's going to be a strike.
Those checks are big and heavy, though. He's going to work on holding those.
It's because they're big checks.
Yeah.
But we talked about that at golf as a strikeout by Counts. But we talked about that at golf. 16, it's got to be the bucket list to collect a big, large check in one day for whatever you've done.
Absolutely. Just to take it into the bank. Is like, what are you going to do?
I don't think they should cash it.
They should, though. I definitely would if I were them.
And that's going to be a foul tip going to the backstop there. Is your batter here. Camry Deal struck out first time up. 0-1 to count now, and he's going to club that one. That's down to center. Will it get over the head? And it does. Right back straight center. She's going to round, try to take second, and she's going to get there standing up. And Deal with a one-strike double is on second.
Deal with a stand-up double will bring up number one, Jory Kincaid.
Jory Kincaid stepping back in. Covington Douglas Wildcat walked her first time up. Runner on second, one out. White team trying to add to a 3-1 lead, and that's going to be strike one by Trumley. And there you got to see a little bit of the movement. And Caitlin, not very big. I mean, she's wiry thin, but, man, she gets some whip on that baseball. That's going to be a bunt check foul back for Kincaid. 1-1 the count. And that's going to be out in the way for ball one, 1-2. And as one of the things I saw when we were doing travel baseball was the different kind of pitchers that you run into. And we had some submarine pitchers. We had a guy who used to pitch cricket. As that's going to be a foul ball down the left line. This count remains 1-2. But, I mean, is there any – I know I've seen some pitchers, switch pitchers, kind of making a rise in baseball. Has there been any, like, rise ball? Is anybody starting to – you know, trying to submarine a ball that moves up?
No, I don't think that's that's possible is what they've said. Uh-oh, ball got away from her a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
No, we got to call a foul ball.
We got to call a foul ball.
You know, one thing about softball, most of the release points are all from the same spot. You know, in baseball, you talk about you got guys that are over the top, three-quarter, down low. It's a difficult thing.
As everybody's trying to find the next new thing you've never seen before. 1-2 count remains. That was just fouled by Kincaid. And that's going to be high for a ball, 2-2 the count. Runner at second, one out, 3-1 the score. Fifth inning underway. Awards already handed out. Now we just need a winner, and that's going to be up and away. Once again, working it full is Kincaid. Staying alive here. On Trumley, that's going to be strike three. Got her that time. That one moving away from her. Or a strikeout for Caitlin Trumley, and that's two down.
Now batting number two, Mackenzie Long.
Mackenzie Long, Laverne Tiger moving in here, all region. She reached on an error last time up, actually got to second. And she's going to take strike one, 0-1 the count. And we asked her, as that one's low and away for ball 2. We asked McKenzie what her most memorable moment was. She said betting Coach Sears, Coach Brogan Sears, that if we made it to day 2 of regional, he would shave his face. The next day he came to school baby-faced looking like he was 12. That is another ball, 2-1 to count. And Brogan going to be coaching as well. Now, who are you coaching with tonight?
Coach, initially it was Coach Brad Gore, but his son goes to plays baseball at Cali County, and they qualified for the Junior College World Series in Grand Junction. So Coach Gore had to step down, and then Coach Rising at Pioneer is going to take his spot. That's who I'm coaching with. On the other side is Brogan Sears from Laverne and a good friend of mine, J.W. Gillette at Canute.
Yes, another great coach with a ton of wins under his belt. Strike 3 and another strikeout. Trumley strikes out 2, leaves a runner stranded. And at the end of the top of the 5th, it's 3-1 your score. We'll be back with bottom 5 coming up after this. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
Were you exposed to hazardous materials while serving in the military and have an illness or condition as a result?
If so, you may be eligible for VA benefits and services. Whether you need health care or want to file a disability compensation claim related to military exposures, VA is here to help. Visit va.gov/military-exposures to learn more and apply today.
You served your country. Now let VA serve you.
Back at Boomer Field here in the campus of Woodward High School, Classic Bowl 34. Softball game 1, the first. Right now it's 3-1. White team in front, bottom of 5. Red team going to get to play 2 more cracks at this to try to come back into it. We got a new battery out there. Looks like Olivia Mary, Texoma Red Devil
now pitcher.
For
the white team, number 0, Olivia Mary.
And she had some really good numbers. 19-11 this year, an 0.8 ERA, 273 Ks. So a real good year for her as well. Southern Nazarene going to get a good one.
Got a new catcher, too, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, we do. It looks like Taryn Rhodes. See if we can. Hard to tell. She's got the
straps.
It's all covered up.
Now, batting number 23, Alana Noble.
Can't tell if that's a 15 or.
Is it a 5 or a 6?
Or a 6?
Is it a 5
this
or a
could,
6?
Could be anybody. And we're right behind her, too. And now. Mary ready to deal her first pitch. A little bit more of a windup there for her. It's going to come inside, down and in. Pitching to Laren Schaefer. Or no, it looks like. We've had some people on different teams than the original roster. Uh-oh. That's going to be rifled down the left in the gap, and that's going to be trouble, and it's out gone. Just gets out.
A solo
and it was a
game.
Shot.
Number 23, Alana
and that
Noble.
Was Alana Noble, who initially was on the other roster and is now here on the red team. And she's going to crank that thing out for a home run. And she struck out her first time up, and now she makes up for it. And that was a line shot out there. Looked like it might not quite get over there, but
just
snuck over.
It's clearly hit hard enough, but we didn't know if it was high enough.
Just like that, it's 3-2. A nice job there by Noble. That's going to be inside for ball 1 on Mary. Next batter,
now batting number 10, Drew McGehee.
And she struck out her first time up. Different pitcher. Now Mary with that super windup comes inside for a ball. Want to know the count. 3-2. Red team have trailed the entire time, but they're just hanging in there. It was a big home run there for Noble. That's going to be low. In the dirt. 3-0. And one more. It'll be a walk here. Drew McGehee looks to be taken up. She swung away at it. You're right. No walks and no walks in all-star games. Green light. That's going to be strike 1, 3-1. Alana Noble, by the way, hit 5 home runs during the regular season. So that's 6 in the year for her, and that's going to be strike 2. Just like that, count is full on Mary. Nice pitch there. Or full on McGeehee, Mary the pitcher. Drew, another class president. That's going to be up and away, and that will be ball 4. Going to take her base.
Now batting number 8, Jolie Walker.
McGeehee at first. Jolie Walker is $2,000 richer. This is what you pay the money for. That NIL money, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for her. Good for her. See, she'll buy me dinner later.
She struck out her first time up. Also pitched a couple innings in this game. That's going to be high. Go away. And the runner's good advance. McGeehee's going to take second on the pass ball. Just getting away. A couple K's already for Walker, and her when she was pitching. One-oh the count now for Jolie. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out. That one low. 2-0 the count. Bottom 5. 3-2. Close game, and now they're going to have our first ever Classic Bowl meeting at the mound.
Slow her down a little bit. Looks like she's rushing to home plate. Just kind of calm the nerves. Give her a deep breath. Just go get her.
I like this here. This is a nice, you know, you calm somebody down and go out and have a conversation. Good teamwork.
Yeah. Talk about you after breakfast. Important stuff.
Umpires out there. We're getting a high five. Smiles all around.
Umpires just saying, get it close. I'll call it a strike.
It's 95 out here, ladies. Yeah. Jolie going to step back in, 2-0 the count, 3-2 the score. White team in front, bottom 5.
Good
nobody
count to
out,
hit
though.
In.
Runner in scoring position on second, and that's going to be inside for a ball. 3 balls. It's McGeehee ready to run. Ah, it is a strike. 3-1, taken all the way. There's Walker. Excellent basketball season as well for Jolie. State semis for the Hammond Lady Warriors, and they're bringing a lot of talent back. That's going to be inside strike 2. Count is now full. I mean, that is a loaded team with a freshman, Henley West, who's a superstar. Jolie, a big part of that, but that Hammond basketball team is going to be a load next year. That's strike 3. Got her swinging, and they got to tag her out. And McGee's going to go to third and just gets in. Nice alert base running by Drew. Get herself over to third with one away.
I think there have been some coaching argument between the umpire and the coach. If Drew was thrown out between Mr. Dolphin and Miss Dolphin.
There may have been.
That could have been good.
That's going to be strike 1. And Lily Nippert singled the first time up. She's the batter. 0-1 the count, and that's going to go in for strike 2. And now Olivia Mary a little bit more dialed in after taking down Walker.
The conference is big. Went out there and had a talk, and yeah, she's just dialed back in.
You could tell you go out there, she's smiling. It relaxed her. Yep. She's like, yeah, this is just a fun game here, and that's going to be swinging a miss. And got another strikeout. Now they throw it down to McGeehee. Try to get her. She goes home, and they tag her away. And that is 3. And Drew trying to sneak down to home, does not make it, and that is 3 away. Score remains 3-2 as the top of the 6. Coming up after this, it's 3-2 white team here. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. Here at Boomer Field, Classic Bowl 34, 3-2 to score, white team in front. Caitlin Trumley coming back out on the mound. She had two Ks in that first half. Emmy Swanson, Shattuck Indians, going to be her catcher. And Alana Noble hit that home run. Moreland Bearcat holds the state squat record at 136 pounds.
Wow, that's
that is some strength. She's a power lifter.
Now batting for the white team.
That's why that thing didn't look like it might make it. It may not if it had been me and you, but she knocked it out of there. That's a bent there from Kenna Silas. Lays it down. Pretty good one, and it's going to be thrown over to first, and she's going to get there in time.
Oh, foul ball.
Oh, they're going to say it just rolled. Oh,
went off her leg.
Yep.
Right as she came out of the box, it hit her while she was still in there.
A little bit of bad luck there. Just kind of took a bad hop on her.
Jeremy Roberts.
It's foul ball. She's a little confused.
It's a foul ball.
If we change batters, though, so
no,
we got to get
this
right.
She thinks she's out, but here we go.
There goes Kenna back at the plate. First time up, she flew out, popped out.
Still
I think she lined out to the shortstop. A little soft liner.
Good job by the umpires getting that right.
One strike on Kenna and a swinging strike here. Now she's in a hole 0-2. Kenna Silas, another All-State basketball player for the Leedy Bison. They've had a bunch of those through the years. That's going to be fouled off back. She stays alive, 0-2 to count. Kenna. Hit on the season 307. Stole 11 bags this year. That's going to be low for ball one, and Trumley trying to get her to chase, and she doesn't bite. 1-2 to count. Top six and strike three, and now she got her. Third K for Trumley. She's not phased at all by getting that East Player of the Year honor. She steps in and earning it. And Journey Roberts for Thomas now will step in. She grounded out last time up. Trumley now looking inside on her, a little too far inside. Ball one. And her coach, Liana Mueller, said one of the best fielding first basemen she's seen. As that's ball two inside, his Journey said she can do the splits at first base. There.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Did we get this catcher? Is that a new catcher?
Yeah, that is Emmy Swanson for Shattuck.
Okay.
And that's going to be outside. A couple balls. Really, he says she gave her a strike there. Just caught the corner, 2-1.
That's what they wanted. They wanted out there, so catch leaning out there.
Yeah, strike two there. Nice pitch by Trumley. She went outside and came back in on her.
Yep. A little arm side run.
And that one rifled down to first, and that is corralled. We're going to be grabbed by Walker. She steps on the bag for out.
She got those money bags in front of her to keep the ball in front of her. Good for her. All that money.
$2,000 shields a lot of ground balls. Next up, Shaylin Hahn. Two down here, and Trumley now inside on Hahn for strike one. 3-2 the score. White team in front at the plate, top of sixth. And ball one now to Shaylin. She's going to foul that one away. It is 1-1 the count. First time up, she flew out. Trumley eyes up that circle. Three strikeouts already. That one's fouled away. Staying alive. Still 0-2 for Shaylin Hahn.
See if they go out to play a little bit here more. Being 0-2. See if she gets on the chase.
She didn't last time. There it is. That time she rifles it down to first. And Walker again will field it. She'll step on the bag. And that's three down for Trumley, who's dealing. 3-2, the score remains. Bottom six coming up. White team leads by one run. Back, we're coming back after this on our Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And back here, Boomer Field,
3-2
the score. And Caitlin Trumley, fresh off her East Player of the Year, is going to be your batter. Olivia Maria will be your pitcher. Your catcher is Taryn Rhodes, and again, she was one of the ones that got traded before the game. There's a little bit of gamesmanship going on early for the coaches.
Player to be named later.
She's behind the plate. For the White Squad, lead by a run here, bottom of six. And that's going to be low for a strike. Low and in, and now Mary dialed in after struggling a little early, giving up a homer. She's now right back at it, right back to her old ways.
One of Taryn's favorite hobbies is one of my wife's favorite hobbies, napping. Taryn says like to nap with her dog,
that's
Luna.
Right. It's the favorite thing to do is what she said.
Yeah.
I respect that, much respect. Shout out to Luna.
Yeah.
Two strikes now as that's fouled away by Trumley. Who's, if you listen to her accolades, also hits 451. And she flew out fielder. She got out of fielder's choice earlier. Hard hit ground ball, though, as that one's going to be out for a ball. 1-2. Good take there by Trumley. That's a hard pitch to lay off of. Sixth inning and... that one going to be high. Game tonight, well, I will be in the press box at Fuller Park. You will be on the field.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come up for an in-game interview or something. You'll have the
Can you coach from the press box? It's an all-star game.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's try it.
Call down.
With technology,
Coach Risen's got it. He's got to win a lot of games.
Yeah,
it's going to be low again. Ball two. 2-2 the count. Now, have you seen the team? Do you know who will be on your squad?
Yeah. I made my lineup up this morning, and you know both teams are going to be really good. The one thing about it, it's well represented. There's a bunch of All-Staters on there. There's a bunch of WOBCA All-Stars on there. So it's going to be a really competitive game.
Trumley down 0-2 works a walk.
Now batting
straight balls, great eye by Trumley, and
had her down 0-2.
You got to keep an eye on her. She can steal a base or two. Stole 12 this year. And Gutierrez up now. She goes to bunt, tries to lay it down, bunts it foul down the left. Right idea. Couldn't quite get it down there. And first time up for Caitlin. Fielder's, or looks like she K'd. Strike out there, and now she's got one strike here. 0-1 the count. With Trumley on first base, nobody out in the red team with another runner and a chance to tie this thing up. Down 3-2, and that's going to be fouled right back to us. A lot of those today. I guess when you're in a softball game and the ball's moving up, you're going to get a lot of those.
You're going to swing under it a lot, aren't you?
Yeah. 0-2 the count.
I've been very impressed with all the velo the pitchers are throwing with. They're all throwing really hard.
There's been some really good pitching performance. It's 3-2 for a reason. They try to throw back to Trumley. She stepped a little too far off first, and trying to rifle her down was Taryn Rhodes. Didn't get her in time.
Teach that drop step there. If she catches in drop step, she might have got her. She turned the wrong way.
1-2. The count now on Gutierrez. The Diamond Tiger. Strike. And she is out swinging her second strikeout of the game. And one down there for Barry, who needed that
Abby
one.
Mann.
And now it's going to bring up Abby Mann. Leedy Bison. Hit 293 this season. 10 ribbies. That's fouled back towards us once again. 0-1 the count. Going to be attending OBU in the fall, majored in English education. As she got on base first time up. Yeah, that's going to be strike two.
Got an interesting outfield alignment here. You got your corner outfielders playing really close to that line and giving those big gaps.
So ground out first time up, I'm sorry, for Abby. 0-2 to count, and swung and a miss, and with a runner on, Mary strikes out two in a row. And what was a great opportunity for the red team, and now down to the last out of this inning.
Connie Ruiz.
That brings up Constance Ruiz, Connie Ruiz. Struck out first time up. And she tries to lay down a bunt, doesn't get it, strike. As Rhodes trying to playing a game there first with Trumley, who's trying to bait her to throw it over there. As Ruiz stepping back in, the gold bug. And that time she swings and misses, 0-2 to count. Constance hit 349 this year. Pratt Community College commit. Going to play softball there, major in business. Another Tri-County All-Conference player. And tries to bunt again and misses it, and Mary strikes out three in a row to get out of leaving a runner on. So one runner stranded, three Ks by Mary. Score remains 3-2. Top of the seventh coming up after this. Classic Bowl 34. You're listening to it here on K101.
Join Whites Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at Whites Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
You want to give your baby everything, so start with a safe sleep area. Babies younger than one should always be placed to sleep on their backs on a firm and flat surface, like a safety-approved crib. And keep blankets, pillows, and other soft or loose items out of the crib when the baby is in it. Learn more about safe sleep for babies at safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Welcome back. Boomer Field near the first ever Classic Bowl 34 softball event. 3-2. Top of the seventh coming up. White team going to step back in here.
Coming to the plate for the white team, number four, Miranda
DeSantiago. It'll be
DeSantiago.
Miranda DeSantiago from Booker, Texas. The battery remains the same, Trumley and Swanson. I also want to thank Moore's Roofing. Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Moore's Roofing. Neighbors you can trust for all your roofing needs. And that's going to be a ball down and in on DeSantiago. Well, one to count here. Three to the score. Swing and a miss. Single the first time up for Miranda. Count goes to 1-1. And quickly, and Trumley's really working fast out there. She gets it and lets it go. 2-1. 2-1. 3-2 the score.
Then, of course, she said something, so she stepped back and got some dirt in her hand.
Took her time. That's going to be chopped right back to her. She grabs on the end of the glove, picks it up, and flips it over to Walker for out number one.
Showed off her athleticism right there.
And she really did all year. She could beat
now
you.
Batting, number 12,
I mean, both Ashley our players Jones. Of the year, both Brooklyn and Caitlin, and actually probably several girls out here. We've got a home run from an Elena and an Alana today.
There you go.
But both of those players can beat you multiple ways. You're not here usually for one thing that you did well. And that's swing and a miss. First at bat there for Ashley Chavez. She reached on an error last time. Oh,
shout out to Coach Hall. His field looks really immaculate. Looks really good. Good facilities.
Yeah, swing and a miss too. And that, you know, shout out to, you know, Woodward as a whole, as the whole school for hosting us. You know, we do pre-games up here. You know, we do a lot of stuff. We kind of take over, put a banner on their field. They host the football game. I mean, we get a lot of help from Woodward High School. And really all the communities, as you see as we're setting this thing up, is that strike three and a strikeout there for Ruiz. Another strikeout for Trumbly. He's got four of these already in just an inning and two thirds.
Looks like McGee came in to play third. Took the gear off. See that smile I tell you about?
She has smiled the entire game.
I told you.
Two away now. And it's going to be low for a ball. One and oh the count here. 3-2 the score. Strumbly dealing again. Another strike. 1-1. That's going to be Laren Schaefer, who popped out her first time up to second. That's another hack at it, and that's going to be strike two.
Gutierrez thought that was strike three. She's there taking off, and now she's getting razzed by her teammates.
And McGee, he's still smiling through it all. That's going to be a strike. You know, they can say ball.
Ball down. It's a good pitch.
Schaefer looked over at the ump like she thought it was a strike.
He must have blinked again.
Full count now. Schaefer working it full. Trumbly's payoff pitch right back
God,
at you.
I jumped.
And you jumped.
I'm such a sis.
You were an old pro.
I jumped. Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
It's okay. It's a bigger ball than you guys are used
to.
That's going to be fouled back over top of our head, and almost that's a dangerous one. Back out there towards the crowd. Didn't hit anyone, though. It's the least thing we need because we brought the choppers into air evac to drop off the softball. They're not available.
Yeah, they have to fill back up and get ready for the baseball game tonight.
That's going to be fouled off again. Schaefer doing a nice job staying alive here. Working it full. Laren, Ringwood Red Devil. Another 4.0 student, by the way. Hit 466 this season. It's going to be chopped low. Another foul ball. Doing a nice job fighting off Trumbly.
8-9 pitch at bat probably by now. I'm not keeping track. Just in my head guessing. She's working.
She's only struck out six times this year.
Well.
This explains it.
Yeah.
Ball that four. One low and walked.
Great AB.
Good eye. She got a 549 on now base percentage as well.
Number
and now
three,
she's on.
Keeley Hussey.
With two down, and here comes Keeley Hussey.
His dad's a dang good ball coach.
He is. And she grounded out first time up, or second time up. She reached on that. She actually scored the first run of the game. It's her third time up, and she takes strike one off Trumbly. Keeley popping that one up into the air to deep left field and back and high and grabbed for out number three. No damage done. One runner left on. We come to the bottom of the seventh. Last licks here for the red team coming up. They trail 3-2-2. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Possibilities are all around us. Everywhere we look, we see opportunity in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action in communities all around the world that we call home. Like transforming an old bus to feed hungry children, or providing life-saving equipment to those who need it most. From fighting disease to rebuilding schools, together, we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
Back at Boomer Field. 3-2 the score. Classic Bowl 34. First ever softball game. White team in front. Red team trying to come back and win this thing. They've trailed the entire time. As now they're going to get one more crack. Olivia Mary will be back out there. Back behind the plate will be Taryn Rhodes.
Regular season game, playoff game right here.
For the red
down by
team.
One.
Number
probably
three,
take it until you get a strike.
Swanson.
All-star game. We'll kind of see how Coach Friesen and Coach Dolphin want to play it.
And Swanson First time up, struck out. Comes Mary again, dealing inside. That gets by Taryn Rhodes for ball one. And one of the things is you think, well, we're just playing an all-star game. Everyone's having fun. You better believe everybody over there wants to win this thing right now. Come back and win this thing.
Clearly, these girls aren't successful because they're not competitive. Right. Look at them in the classroom and everything else, from their Miss Cinderellas to their Valedictorians. They want to win if they're in it. They're not there just to giggle.
1-1 the count now. Strike on Swanson for Mary, who did a great job. Was in a bit of a jam the last inning. And then mowed everybody down to get out of it after having a leadoff runner.
With it being the first softball game, kudos to the committee that picked the teams. I mean, very competitive game. I mean, one-run ball game. Here we go.
And another strike for Swanson. Makes it 2-2. Nice pitch there by Mary. Yeah, and they did a little shuffling around from the lineups we got, but they made it. That's the point, right? Let's put the two competitive teams out here. We've seen a couple home runs. Been an exciting game. And the strike three on Swanson, and Mary with another K.
All they're doing is just seeing how good you are at your job, Trent. That's all they're doing.
Number two.
Luckily, you're good. Luckily, you're good.
Well, the jury's out.
Yeah.
5 Ks for Mary. And we've put, or 6 Ks. My statistician, Tyler Riggs, corrected me. That is, forgot she got at the end of the last inning, had one, too. That's going to be high. Another strike. And not only Ks, and now she's just throwing strikes out there.
Yeah. Well, they prove they're not taking until they get a strike.
Riley Leonard walked last time up, came around to score. A couple errors, that's going to be the first ball in a while. 1-1 to count.
Good pitch.
On the Turpin Cardinal, Riley Leonard. Fort Hays State, or in her future, wants to pursue a nursing degree.
Is this Turpin versus Turpin?
This is Texoma versus Turpin. Okay. Wrong tees, and that's going to be a strike. 1-2.
We'll have some of that in the baseball game. We'll have
it is panhandle versus panhandle.
Panhandle versus panhandle. The baseball game, we got some guys that are on the same teams that are split. So exciting.
It is. It's another strike and another K for Mary, who is 7 of those.
Well, she's only had 8 possible outs, 7 strikeouts. It's pretty good. You can see why her ERA was microscopic.
It's going to be up to Buller now to try to get anything going. And that's going to be outside to Jenna. Strike one off the corner. She grounded out her first time up. We do have, you know, teammate against teammate. In the basketball game, we're going to have twin brother against twin brother.
Oh, even better.
A strike two there off Puller. Mary just throwing strike.
Awkward.
It's going to be out. Hennessy, John and Timmy Perry will be squaring off against each other. And again, the girls, the baseball game that you'll be coaching in, Coach Webb will be coaching in tonight, is 7 o'clock. And strike, another strikeout for Mary. She takes the cap off. And what a performance. 7 Ks, mows down the side. And that is going to do it. As we only play 7, the final score on this one, the white team takes home the first ever Classic Bowl 34 softball title, 3-2. We're going to take a break. Come right back up after this. It's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Uzo Aduba, and right now medical information is not regularly being shared within the research community, but you can help change that. Patients can help accelerate research by sharing their information and unique experience.
Everyone's experience with cancer matters, including my own.
If you're a cancer patient in the U.S. and its territories or Canada, you may be able to play a part in accelerating cancer research and uncovering new breakthroughs simply by sharing your patient data with researchers around the world.
My unique experience can make the difference of life and death to some of the people in my community.
It is in our stories and data that the answers can be found.
Join Stand Up to Cancer, Count Me In, and thousands of patients like Maeve, Bridget, and Joel in this movement.
For our family.
For our friends.
For us all.
The information is out there. Together we can unlock it. Join in at standuptocancer.org/countmein.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. First ever softball game in the books. Chris Webb, Trent Caldwell here, and Kyle Riggs is out in the field. He's going to try to grab Elena Long of the Fairview Yellow Jackets as soon as we're going to see if we can get him. And Tyler's got to turn on the mic.
Yeah, we
there you
got
go.
Elena
There's
here.
Elena.
Hey. So, Elena, big game out there. You started this thing off, and, you know, you really set the tone with three strong innings, struck out six. I mean, talk about that. It's an all-star game, but you came out fierce.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of nervous at first, but the girls just made it easy and, you know, go hard, go home.
Speaking of going hard, you belted one over the left wall, hit that two-run shot. I mean, doing it all, the pitching, the hitting, you know, talk about that pitch you hit for the home run.
It was just an inside pitch, so, you know, I just loaded up and drove it. You know, nothing special.
Just doing her job, Trent, on that one. But, you know, other than that, I mean, talk about what it is to participate here in the first ever Class Bowl softball game and, you know, what this experience has been like for you.
You know, it was a very fun experience, you know, not just to represent K-01, but represent Fairview. Fairview's come a long way with softball, and I couldn't be more proud of the community and everything that's been brought into our community by the Spruce Boosters and everything. So it's pretty amazing, pretty fun. I'm glad they finally added softball to K-101.
For sure. And, of course, special moment for the friends and family as well. You know, reflect back on your high school career there. And not only just softball, but all the sports. Talk about, you know, some of those people that supported you. Shout them out here.
You know, obviously my parents, my grandparents, they've been there every step of the way for the past 18 years, so I can't thank them enough for it. Coach Nightingale, you know, I would not be the person player I am today without him. So just I couldn't be more thankful for him. Coach Mallory, you know, she's kept me humble these past 5 years. So I can't thank him enough for it.
And finally, what's the future hold for Miss Leah Long here? What are we looking at after high school, you know, playing career, just academic wise, all that?
I'm going to go to NC Tonkawa to play softball. I plan on majoring in physical education to become a high school coach and softball coach.
There we go, Trent, a coach in the making.
I believe she's getting razzed by her coach.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, great job. What a sentiment there from Elena Long. I think she really summed it up, Coach Webb, with the, you know, she brought up the community and how proud she was of Fairview for supporting her and talked about her coaches. And really, that's what it is. Every single player here is not just representing themselves. It's their school. It's their community. And they were selected by those people to be representatives for a reason. And you could hear there in the words that she says, a humble and a great game there today by Elena Long.
What a well-spoken young lady, you know. Proud of her, watching her compete, being a baseball guy, not seeing her. Man, she was a competitor, came out, was the winning pitcher, and then got the game-winning home run. I mean, her two RBIs are, wow. And then just the way she talked about everybody and gave accolades to others instead of herself. Good for her, good for her. She's got a bright future.
Yeah, 6 Ks on the day and that two-run shot. And, you know, she is, we mentioned a little bit ago, her Coach Nightingale said she's the best pitcher in the region. She may be better than that. But up against the best of the best. All our pitchers today were fantastic, by the way. Caitlin Trumley finished with 5 Ks on the night. We had 7 from Olivia Mary to close it out and shut the door on the red team. And we thought maybe the wind blown out. We did see a couple home runs, Elena Long and Alana Noble. And Elena and an Alana went yard today. And then we did Cooper Kayot with an RBI a little earlier in the game. The other run was scored on an error, Riley Leonard. Came home for that one. So a great game, 3-2 the score. We want to thank Classic Bowl 34 brought and presented to you by Team Lane. You can search Team Lane on Facebook for more information on that, what I believe is a Team Lane poker run coming up. Who doesn't like poker?
Hey, yeah,
so,
let's go.
That's right. Check it out. So we're going to take one more break, come back, and put a cap on this as Coach Webb's got to get over there and get some baseball guys gathered up and in the same spot.
Yes, sir.
Do you expect that to be easy or hard, getting everyone in the same?
It'll be okay. I bet we will manage.
It's a positive outlook. That's what I want to hear. Taking one more break. We come right back. Classic Bowl 34 softball game in the books. White team wins 3-2. Back after this on K101.
It's your home, it's your dream. Radon test and keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
It's your home, it's your dream. Radon test and keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
All of us have felt the effects of isolation during this pandemic, so we can understand a little how some veterans feel. But they will feel like that their entire lives, not just for a year. Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD, but many veterans have extreme cases of PTSD all their lives. Our most vulnerable veterans remain isolated at hospitals, scared and alone. But you can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. Learn how you can help an isolated veteran through this desperate time. Visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for over 50 years. healvets.org.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34, first ever softball game in the books. The white team, that's your trivia answer. White team beats red 3-2 in a tight one. Your player of the game here, Lana Long, hits 6 Ks and a home run, two-run shot. Alana Noble from Moreland also had a home run. Big day for Moreland because Ty Elliott won the golf contest. And now Moreland represents local team, used to the grounds.
Yes, sir. Good for them.
And we also gave away some player of the year honors. We want to shout those out before we get out of here. Your player of the year for the East was Caitlin Trumley from Pioneer. She took home that award. Brooklyn Bayless of Arnett takes home the West player of the year. Coach Scott Friesen in his final season takes home coach of the year. Our first ever coach of the year, Friesen. He'll be able to say that for the rest of his life.
I'm sure he'll let us all know. I promise he will.
And Coach Friesen tonight will be stepping in for you doing color. He will be doing color for his new son-in-law's, soon-to-be new son-in-law's team. We should get some interesting insight.
No pressure there.
into that game. So if you join us at 7 o'clock tonight, you can catch that. We're going there about 6:45 for that baseball game. Also, want to thank our scholarship winner, Jolie Walker, takes home the Classic Bowl Memorial Scholarship. She gets $2,000 for her trouble. So a lot of great performance, a lot of great communities coming out. A packed house here. You do not want to miss the rest of it. We're going to go right into baseball tonight at 7, girls basketball tomorrow night at 6:30 and 8 o'clock. Two games for you there, followed by boys basketball Thursday, 6:30 and 8, and then the football game, the whole shebang, a parade in the daytime, 1 o'clock. You going to be at the parade?
Absolutely.
There we go.
We'll be there. I got two little ones, of course. Get candy.
Sure. To say it's for the little ones.
Yeah, I know.
Well, so there is going to be a parade at 1:30. That's going to be Main Street and Woodward here, and then the football game going to be that evening at 7. So I want to thank everybody for listening to us. For our sponsors, Moore's Roofing and Team Lane. Also want to thank everybody here at Woodward High School for all the help they've given in. Matt Adair doing the PA system back. My stats guy, Tyler Riggs. We want to thank C.J. Montgomery. We would not be here without C.J. Montgomery, Mike Mitchell, and Doug Williams, and we have to thank them. Can't thank them enough bringing all this and adding all this stuff this
Leland Searcy needs to be thrown in there.
Leland Searcy. I was getting to him.
Sorry.
Leland, who is really involved, if you don't know Leland, all of these.
Yes, absolutely. He's got his hand on it a little bit. Early.
Yeah, and he is about as involved as you can be in this, and puts his heart and soul into this, the white-haired white hat, as CJ would call him. And want to thank Leland as well as some other people helping out. We mentioned Brogan. He has been helping out as well.
Yep.
And all our coaches. Coach Friesen helped out quite a bit. Coach Dolphin. Coach Booth, Coach Doherty, coaching, stepping in and doing this on their free time, getting one last lick in there. And, you know, this is fun for them. But, you know, they do have to come in and take time out.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
It is special, but it's still, as you can see, you know, still some time away from you know, that you're supposed to be on vacation,
right,
possibly.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend, you know, could be at the lake. Instead, you're out here working with kids and doing what you love, though.
Yeah, and that's true. And it shows. A lot of great young women tonight showing their athleticism and their academic prowess. So from my partner, Mr. Chris Webb, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
It was
fantastic
a pleasure, man.
Job stepping in.
Pleasure.
We didn't know the rules, but it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Hopefully do it again.
We'll do much better tonight when we know the rules. So thanks, Coach Chris Webb. I'm Trent Caldwell, everybody, for Sean Kelly back in the studio, for also Sean Miller, for B.J. Gonzalez and Kathy Reese as well back at K101, and for my partner, and for Tyler Riggs. As well. So here we're going to say goodbye. Final score, White Team 3, Red Team 2, Classic Bowl 1 in the books. We'll see you for baseball here on K101.
You've been listening to Classic Bowl Softball. Classic Bowl Softball has been brought to you by Team Lane Foundation. Find out more by searching Team Lane on Facebook. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust. Play-by-play for today's game, Trent Caldwell and Chris Webb. Studio production, Sean Kelly. Executive producer, Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of the Classic Bowl Radio Network.